So I watched hours and hours of coverage of the election between 6 p.m. on election day and 4:30 p.m. the next day. I got about 2.5 hours sleep and woke up early enough to see the counting of votes from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, push the future president of the United States into the majority for Wisconsin's electoral vote. By then, I had endured the loss of Florida and the promise of re-election for Republicans like Joni Ernst of Iowa and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, dashing my hopes for a Senate majority. By 4 p.m. on Wednesday the 4th, the networks had called Michigan for Biden, with Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and even possibly Georgia inching towards a Biden victory. The 270 electoral votes appear to have been solidified. I can breathe a sigh of relief, yet simultaneously feel a profound shock and disappointment in far too many of my fellow Americans. I apologize to those who believe now is the time for healing, not recriminations. I totally disagree. The election returns have revealed us as a profoundly damaged people. Yes, the majority of Americans see through Donald Trump, but too many do not. And among those admitting that he's a lying, racist, misogynist, incompetent, some were willing to give him 4 more years anyway because he made their personal economic positions better. We white Americans have revealed ourselves as profoundly infected by America's original sin, racism. When I was growing up, racism in the U.S. was simple. White people thought they were superior to black people. Add to that the terrible fear of the browning of America due to immigration. Worried at the loss of privileged status, too many have responded with fear, hence the massive gun purchases during Obama's years in the White House, and anger. It is that anger over the loss of white privilege that has driven the cult-like worship of Donald Trump, the worst president in the history of our country. Too many of my fellow white Americans have joyfully joined in what I can only call a death cult. Whether it's willfully attending rallies for Trump without masks or entering the Michigan State House with guns to demonstrate for the freedom to not take necessary precautions to save themselves and their families from the deadly coronavirus, these folks are supporting a pattern of behavior guaranteed to wreak more death and disease on tens of thousands of our fellow citizens, with disproportionate impact on our fellow black and brown citizens, many of whom are in essential jobs and unable to work from home. The people who created a caravan of Trump trucks in Texas to harass a Biden campaign. The vigilante who murdered 2 demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The individuals who conceived of the inhuman child separation policy at the border and those who carried it out. The police union members who shield the racist murderers among them. These are indeed the enemies of all that is good and decent about America. Ironically, the damaged white people of America, and there are too damn many of them, will now enjoy greater long-term health because of the very people they fear and denigrate. Courageous and patriotic black Americans in Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, and Atlanta, along with the Latino voters of Arizona and Nevada, appear to have voted in just enough numbers to prevent Trump from having 4 more years to kill Americans with COVID and destroy the planet with his policies. Those voters have proved once again that they love America. I join the great NBA basketball coach Doc Rivers in wishing oh so much that America would finally start loving them back.